Scaredy Cat, Scaredy Cat by Phil Earle. Chapter 1. Grumblemore. If I was to say the word wizard to you, what would pop into your head? An old man, maybe, with a face wizened by generations of fighting evil. He might have a long white beard, possibly plaited. He might be wearing half-moon spectacles and a long pointy hat, complete with matching gown. He might be accompanied by a cat. You might not have thought any of these things, of course. Some of you would probably just tut, irritated at being pulled away from your Xbox to be asked such a ridiculous question. I mean, wizards. What a tiresome thought. Wizards are the stuff of fiction. They belong in dusty old paperback books or far-fetched films that last longer than a Saharan summer. But what if I told you that old men like this really do exist? In real life? That there are ancient people out there who can make magical things happen and change the fortunes of others? Would you believe me? Would you come along for the ride as I describe what happened with one such old man and a timid, fearful girl in the crumbly seaside town of Seacross? You would? That's excellent news. Well, grab yourself a biscuit, plump up your cushion, and let me tell you the tale of the Story Street Sorcerer and one very scaredy cat. Chapter 2. Kate Cat, Scaredy Cat, don't know what she's looking at. Kate Cat awoke with a start. She hadn't had a bad dream. She always woke up that way, nervously. The first thing that crossed her mind as her eyes flew open was... There's something in me bed. I can feel it touching my hand. Her body went rigid. Her mind cartwheeling with fear. What was it? What was it? What? A burglar, perhaps? Or a hopelessly lost and biter Amazonian beast?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?